The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was a spirit reaching out to her? And if so, what did it want?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there. Thank you very much for listening today. And if you have a real ghost story, we like to hear them. So share it with us, please. Call 855-853-4802 and leave us a voicemail. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want to be. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. You don't get any commercials and you get advanced episodes along with access to the archive. Kathy Gordon, what's up with you today?
Well, it is a beautiful day. I'm, you know, up here in Oregon trying to figure out what to plant. And it's you know, the springtime here, and this is my first growing season in this area. I come from an area that you really have to try to garden hard, right? You really got to want to, because it's tough in Kansas.
Well, it gets extremely hot and dry.
It gets really hot. It's dry. It doesn't rain a lot in the summer. The wind blows things over all the time. You know, it is tough to be a gardener in Kansas. And now I come up here and it's really lush and everything seems to grow. And I'm thinking, is this going to be easier or am I going to be an abject failure?
I'm going to guess easier.
Because I'm going to overwater everything like crazy, or I don't know. Well, you know.
Just feel
so
the soil.
We shall see.
You'll know. Yeah,
we shall see how I do. So, you know.
I need to buy some plants, but we've had a lot of rain recently. So I need to go shopping for plants, but then you got to also plant them. And I can't, I don't want to do that in the rain. So at this point, it's like, man, last year I went out, bought all these plants. I spent like $200 on plants one weekend. Next weekend you came to town and everything in that time period went down 50%.
I know, everything went on sale.
I'm like, man. So I got to try to find that sweet weekend again by a few. Then it'd be nice to just to wait long enough where I can get the 50% off deal.
Right?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that so much. Well, let's talk about some ghost stories.
Yeah, let's do it.
This one is interesting. So it says, in 2019, I was a hike leader for a national women's hiking group called the Trail Dames. One Saturday in early June, I took 8 women. Is it Montpelier? Is that how they say it?
That sounds like, yeah.
Okay. Montpelier. The home of President James Madison, Montpelier. Okay. It's in Orange, Virginia. There are several trails on the property, and we plan to hike them for most of the day. After a few hours of hiking, we were almost done. We just had to walk up the long paved driveway, which was lined with beautiful green pastures and white picket fences. Expensive thoroughbred horses grazed in the fields, barely noticing us as we passed by. About halfway up the driveway, something made me stop and stare at a huge, stunning tree. I couldn't look away. I took out my phone and snapped a few pictures. Then I asked the other women in my group to take pictures of the tree too. I told them I didn't know why, but I felt it was important. Everyone took a few photos and we stood in a circle to compare them, hoping to catch something unusual. So she must have had that little spidey sense just looking at the tree.
Exactly.
No one else had anything strange in their photos, but I did. In one of mine, something unusual appeared in the picture, even though I had taken 2 or 3 others that looked identical to it without the anomaly. I went inside the mansion and found a docent, someone who gives tours, hoping they might know more about the tree. I asked the 2 women at the gift shop if they knew anything about the tree in my photo, and without hesitation, one of them said it was known as the hanging tree. No further explanation was needed. I showed them the photo and they were both speechless. I've always been an empath and intuitive, able to sense energy and sometimes predict events before they happen. And on that day, I felt like a spirit was trying to reach out to me, and I'm grateful I was open to receiving the message. I left the gift shop, went back to the tree, said a prayer for the spirit, asking for peace and thanking them for connecting with me, Lisa. Oh, I wish that she would have sent the photo. I'd like to see it. I think that's interesting because she does know she's an empath. And so she must know that she has some kind of special abilities. And so when she got that feeling, she went with it.
Yeah. But I also like the fact that she took the time afterwards to go back and acknowledge
it. That touched my heart.
You know, because I'm, you know, like, 100% sure that whatever happened at this tree should not have happened.
A horrific injustice.
Right?
Yes.
And so to go back and acknowledge the spirit there and to let them know you saw them and you felt them, I think is very moving.
And, you know, let's be real. These people weren't treated with empathy and kindness. They were property. And it's horrific. And to be acknowledged, even in death, I think, you know, I've always thought that, you know, a lot of people, it'd be, and when they die in a horrific manner, it would be really hard to move on because such an injustice was done that you want someone to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want.
Now, I know I might be going out a little bit on a ledge here, but, you know, there is somewhat of a movement to kind of, I don't know exactly how to say this, but to gloss over some of this, to take it out of what we talk about, you know, about our history and to ignore that. The problem with that is that it did happen. And those spirits and those entities are there. They're not going to just allow that. You know, they're going to do like this and come back to Lisa. And then, you know, Lisa acknowledges them. I think, you know, you run into a problem if you believe in spirits and you believe in the paranormal, but you want to gloss over history.
Right.
I don't think you can have them both, you know?
And I don't think that you should ever gloss over history, because those are the things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it needs to be acknowledged.
I do too.
I listened to a really interesting podcast the other day, the show Criminal, Phoebe Judge. It's a pretty good impersonation. Good. But she did an episode on Harriet Tubman. It was fascinating. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And, well, when I lived in Burlington, and they said that there were, you know, there was like an underground type of railroad system there that they were moving slaves through and around. And I had visited a couple houses and places that said they were part of that. And so there were these really old houses with these very strange basements with these little hidden rooms in them that were really creepy rooms, like no windows, no nothing. You wouldn't really know there was a room there, you know, and stuff. But that's, they said they would hide slaves in there to trying to get them north. And you could feel it. Like, you sensed this heaviness there. And that's what I'm talking about. You can try to ignore the past, but it's not going to go away. It's still here, right? And we do have to reconcile with it and acknowledge our parts of things that happened, I think, in order for these spirits to be at peace.
And, you know, I think, too, with a tree, there's an energy that you would even pick up from the tree itself.
I agree.
That, you know, I talked to this guy once on the Grave Talks, and he's basically a demonologist, which I'm like, intense job.
Yeah.
So amen. What do you do for fun? You know, and like it was funny. I've talked to a guy who's an exorcist, and I asked him that. I'm like, you know, I worry about people like you, because do you have any break from this? And he goes, oh, yeah, my wife and I, we rescue animals. And he got really excited about that. And this other guy, super nice guy, he said that he likes to go sit in tree, like next to trees, like touching trees, that it grounds him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do that because nature, and it kind of grounds them. And so you just think, you know, this majestic tree, and the horrific things that have happened. Because I love trees. Like, you walk by them and go, that's a great tree.
Oh, I always do. You know me. I'm always like, that's my favorite tree, you know, on this drive or whatever.
So it's just in the fact that Lisa picked up on that. And, you know, obviously she's quite an empath, because she knows when to pay attention to it, and knew that there was something there needing her attention. And now, I think she handled that really well.
Yeah, and I think for most of our listeners, they understand that when injustices happen, that sort of karma doesn't just go away, right? That energy doesn't just quit.
Right.
It's still there, and it's going to be there until it can be at peace again, maybe until it's been righted in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, we ghost people, we, you know, empaths, we feel that all the time. So I think we have to, you know, go out there on a limb and say, you know, I'm sorry, guys, but this has to be acknowledged, these injustices that have occurred, in order for there to be peace and reckoning.
And I would love to join her on one of those fun hikes. You know, I got the new hip now.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, let's go to this caller.
Hi, this is Ashley, and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, and I had a quick story I wanted to tell you. So in my past, I've been able to predict things via dream. It's not world events. It's mainly events that apply to myself, into my life. And so I also have visitation dreams as well. Past family members are able to visit in my dreams, and usually in the dream it will be just me and the family member, and they're not talking, but maybe I'll see things or just conversate with them. But anyway, so one night, it was during the COVID pandemic, you know, we're at home, we're not doing anything. And my husband and I were in the kitchen talking, and he did something that I didn't really care for. And it kind of resulted me into feeling alone, no one to talk to. Some women might understand what I'm talking about when I say this. But anyway, so I went to bed that night. I was still broken and hurt and just, I felt alone. I didn't know who to talk to. Like, my grandparents on my dad's side are mainly the people that I consider my parents. And I figured they would just give me some, like, 1950s answer to my problem. And so I went to bed crying. I haven't done that before, really. And maybe last time I did that was in high school. And so I go to bed with all this anxiety, tears, everything. And I get a visitation. And it's my grandma on my mom's side. And so I feel this wave of just, like, relief. My anxiety gone. And I get kind of scared because I'm like, whoa, like, you're dead. Like, you know, why am I seeing you? And then I hear a voice saying, it's your family. It's okay. And I'm like, oh, that's right. How silly. And that kind of felt. I remember in my dream, I was like, oh, that's so silly. I'm embarrassed. Why would I even think that, you know? And so we had this, we didn't have a conversation. I talked to her, but it was more or less just feeling the anxiety go away. And it got me thinking, does anybody else in my family really feel this? And so I reached out to my grandpa, who's still living on my dad's side. I was like, hey, do you guys have this? You know, I predict things. I can talk to family members. Do you guys have this? And my grandma responded by saying, your grandpa has, but for work things. And she didn't really elaborate on more. I asked my living mother, and she said, no, no one on that side of the family had that thing. So I'm like, holy cow. And so just the other day, I have two kids. My oldest woke up from sleep and said she had a dream her glasses broke. I'm like, girl, your glasses are on the windowsill. It's fine. She said, no. I had a dream my glasses broke. My glasses broke. And I'm like, okay, well, I get the glasses and I give them to my husband. He looks at them and he goes, they're broken. Your glasses are broken. Which would have been weird because my daughter would definitely have brought it up the night before. That's just how her character is. So I just thought it was kind of funny that I have written stories in the past to you guys. I just thought it was funny how just remembering on my past life that by listening to your podcast, I'm finding more about my family tree when it comes to predicting things or visitations. But that is my story. I have more that I could certainly submit, but that's it. Thank you. Bye.
What did you think about that?
About her having dreams and stuff?
So do you think it was, I'm assuming it was a visitation, right?
Right. That's what I took there. Yeah. It was a visitation dream. And that I got that it wasn't that anything was profoundly said in the dream by the grandma, but that she was just lifting the anxiety away from her.
Sometimes that's all you need, too. It's like, you know, because she did say she went to bed sad and crying, and she doesn't do that. And then to have a dream like that on a night that you're really upset, and we talk about that so much, how a visitation dream is so different from a regular dream. You know that you're having a visitation dream, or when you wake up, you know you had one usually. That, you know, my guess is it was her grandmother just...
I think so. And I do think that sometimes I think our dreams are used to help us prepare. So this idea of predicting things that are going to happen. I do think we have dreams sometimes that show us something that will happen. And that's when you kind of are going along and think, I know I've done this before, right? I know that deja vu feeling. And I think it's because in your deep sleep, you were shown something to help you, like, prepare. And sometimes some people can remember those dreams, and then they're able to say, yeah, I think, you know, this thing is going to happen or whatever, and use it as a predictor. But I think, I don't want to say all of us, but I think a lot of us have that those kind of dreams, they're preparation dreams to help us be ready for something that's going to happen. So I totally believe it. I think thinking about Ashley and her abilities, I always say, what do you suppose the percent of the population is that has this? Because she calls her mom and her mom goes, no, don't know anything about that. She calls this person. They go, well, I think maybe grandpa, or whatever. I want to say I read one time that like it was quite a bit of the population, like half of us would say that we've had some sort of experience like that.
Mm-hmm. I would say so. Maybe even more.
Maybe even more. And, I would not find it surprising that there would be several people in her family that have some of these abilities. And I think we, when we're open in our dreams, as you possibly can be, they will come to you at different times when you need them. And I think that's what happened with her grandmother. She needed it. She thought about it. Yeah. And I did have to laugh really hard when she said she thought, oh, I wish I could talk to my grandparents and get some of that 1950s advice. And I love that. I thought that was so cute. I was like, yeah, that is true. Our grandmother would have said something that we'd have all kind of rolled our eyes and went, yeah, well, that was back before they had this, grandma.
But it was kind of more straightforward advice,
oh, totally.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's sweet.
Totally.
Well, here's one more story. And it says, ever since I was young, I've had an uncanny sensitivity to the presence of spirits. At first, it seemed like just an odd part of my imagination, but as time went on, I realized something far more real and complex than I could have understood. There were times when I felt I knew more than I should, almost as if I could sense things others couldn't. The ability to feel energy in a room or perceive the unseen became so natural to me that I didn't think much of it until I started scaring my family with stories they weren't ready to hear. As a child, I had what my parents called imaginary friends, but to me, they didn't feel imaginary. One of these figures was particularly unsettling, a grown man who would peer at me from behind my bedroom door every night. Oh! His presence was persistent, his eyes following me with an intensity that was too real to ignore. Sometimes when I'd wake up in the early morning hours, I'd feel a distinct weight pressing down on the bed at the foot of my mattress. I wasn't frightened at the time, though. I simply accepted it as part of the strange atmosphere of our house. It wasn't until I grew older that I started understanding the possible dangers of paranormal entities. That's when my sense of unease began to surface. The house itself always felt like it was occupied by someone or something else. Even as a child, I could sense the presence of a man lingering in the shadows, watching me as I fell asleep. And at first I wasn't sure who it was, but the sense of being observed felt too familiar to be dismissed. It wasn't until I was about 12 years old that I visited a psychic with my father. That's interesting. Can you imagine our mom taking us to a psychic?
I know. When you're 12, yeah. That's pretty impressionable time.
I had always been known for saying odd things or having vivid, often unsettling dreams, and my family started to worry. The psychic gave me a reading that still sends chills down my spine to this day. She told me that I had a guardian, an old spirit, a man who had been watching over me since I was born. He had been guiding me, protecting me, and had been there in times when I needed him most. I remember thinking how much sense that made. For years, I had experienced moments where I would be about to do something dangerous or foolish, something that could have had bad consequences, and I would hear someone whisper my name. It wasn't a voice that came from anywhere, just a voice that seemed to echo directly in my mind like a warning. The feeling was like a guardian's hand on my shoulder, gently reminding me to be cautious. Strange things continued to happen in our house as I got older, but they always seemed to occur when I was alone. The lights would flicker on and off as I walked past them, loud bangs would sound out of nowhere, and occasionally I'd hear a familiar whisper of my name. It was the basement, however, that unnerved me the most. There was something about the basement. It wasn't dark or menacing. It was just like it was present. When I went down there to do laundry, it was as though someone was watching me. The feeling was never malicious, but always there. One night when I was about 15, I was in the basement doing laundry, and as I finished, I started walking up the stairs, and I felt the distinct sensation of footsteps following me. At first, I thought it was my younger sister, so I turned around to apologize for blocking her way, but instead of seeing her, I saw a figure. It was an outline of a person about my height standing at the top of the stairs. I froze. The figure was not solid, but more like a shadow, just dark enough to make out the outline. I took a step toward it, only to realize that it wasn't my sister at all. The figure didn't move, and instead it seemed to dissolve before my eyes, vanishing into thin air. I spun around in disbelief, hearing my mother and sister talking upstairs, confirming that I was, in fact, the only one downstairs. I rushed to my mother's room, my heart pounding, and told her what had happened, and she brushed it off as my overactive imagination. For a while, the strange occurrences seemed to die down, but I always felt that presence, especially when I was in the basement or alone in my room. And then as I grew older and started preparing to leave for college, that activity really ramped up. There were small but annoying occurrences, lights turning off on their own, things missing, my belongings shifted around. It was as if the spirit didn't like the changes happening in the house. The idea that I was about to leave to change everything seemed to disturb it. After I returned home from college one summer, things took a bizarre turn. One night, after a late closing shift at my restaurant job, I came home around 1 a.m. exhausted. I got ready for bed, and the last thing I needed to do was turn off my bedroom light. But the moment I flicked the switch, something strange happened. I suddenly felt an intense heat wash over me, followed by an overwhelming cold, like I'd stepped into an ice-cold wind. I could feel a presence behind me, a hand resting on my right shoulder, nothing forceful or malicious. It felt like it was trying to get my attention. Then I heard a sigh, heavy and tired, like a parent who had waited up for a child to come home. It wasn't frightening, but it sure made my skin crawl. I stood still for what felt like an eternity, the coldness clinging to me. Finally, I broke the silence, speaking out loud, "Whoever you are, you're welcome to stay, but you're scaring me." Almost immediately, the coldness lifted, replaced by a sudden wave of warmth. The tension dissipated, and I was left with a sense of calm, something I hadn't felt in years. I knew it was my guardian. Oh, that's interesting. I went back to college, didn't think much more about it, but soon my mother and sister began experiencing things. Nothing frightening, just odd moments, lights flickering, things out of place, that sort of thing. It was as though the spirit, my guardian, was trying to let them know that he had always been around watching over us. The previous owners of the house had told us that an older man had lived there for many years before they bought the property, but the records of the house's history was unclear. And I could never find any solid information on who he was, so I'm left wondering, is this my spirit guardian, the man watching over me, or is this the man who once lived in the house years ago? Now, I live in an apartment with two roommates. The strange occurrences still follow me, though. I still hear my name whispered at night. My roommates have had their own odd experiences, too. It's the same sensation I felt growing up. My mother and sister still live in the house, and when I visit, I can feel the presence, but it's always gentle, never malicious. As for whether or not this presence has followed me to my apartment, I'm not sure, but I do know one thing. I've never been truly alone. That's from Tara. That is interesting because it's almost like I got the feeling Tara's feeling it two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what the psychic told her when she was a kid. Of course, that would leave that impression with you. Well, it's my guardian. Why would it be staying there? So Is that the man who used to live in the house? And is he just watching over me? It would be kind of confusing. Because if the things are happening to your mom and your sister, that wouldn't be your guardian, I wouldn't think.
I think we have two things happening here. I think we have, Tara has a guardian spirit with her. I do, right? Mine goes with me wherever I go. That's just, I've been very, very honest about that. I hear that voice, you know, occasionally I hear my name. A lot of those same things that Tara talks about, I'd be like, yeah, I feel that, you know, like somebody's watching me or whatever. And not necessarily, I'm not really super afraid. I just know that it's there, right? Now, I do think that maybe there was this entity that lived in the house and was causing things to happen that were more frightening, like that situation on the stairs from the basement when Tara was doing laundry, right? That felt scary. Uh-huh. One time she came home after work and at the restaurant, it was, you know, late at night, and had that, went in and then had that intense, like, hot and cold feeling, like somebody touched her shoulder, somebody was breathing. That was scary. And she said it out loud. She said, you know, you can be here, you're just scaring me. Quit it. Quit the scary thing, right? So I think maybe there's two things happening. Tara leaves. I think, like she said, she still has things happen. She still feels things. But I think she's feeling this guardian spirit that's with her. I think the old man spirit or whatever that was at the house is still at the house. And that's why the mom and the daughter still feel it.
And that's why it would be confusing to Tara, mm-hmm. because maybe it is two different things.
That's what I think.
Now, I
think
I don't know what's happening in her apartment, you know, and Tara might just attract some things too.
That's true. But I think she does have a guardian type spirit that's with her, you know,
and that's too.
Just going to be tagging along and kind of helps her. Like she said, she feels like maybe they're kind of watching over her, kind of directing her, helping her go. And I've always felt that same way, that I get kind of pushed in one direction or another, you know, of what I should do. And I just need to listen to it sometimes to help me get through things. I think that's one thing. I think this other thing, there is a spirit in that house, though, that's different from the guardian type spirit.
And, you know, you have to wonder, is it trying to be scary or is he just like, God dang it, I don't mean to scare you. I'm just a ghost. I cause warm and cold. And
I think the entity was the warm and cold, I'm touching you.
Yeah.
That scared her.
Yeah.
Because she had a few instances where she said, I was, you know, scared in that one. Well, I think that was the ghost, right? Or the entity or the spirit, whatever we want to call it there. Whereas these other things felt like she was being watched, protected, or whatever. See, I think somebody standing behind your door is not comforting.
I don't either. That's scary. Right? That's threatening.
Mm-hmm.
But at least, you know, in a way, it's kind of validating. Her mom's like, imaginary friends. And then look at mom now.
Yeah, that's right. Mom, are you having imaginary friends?
Exactly, mom. Mm-hmm. So if you have a real ghost story, call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.